Always a pleasure, Cynthia.
It seems real clear that you feel that new teachers in our state are really going into their careers unprepared.
Absolutely. And I should say right off the bat that Michigan is not out of the norm. This is probably more normal than being better prepared across the United States.
Because when you look at the American student scores compared to the rest of the world.
Right. And we're not saying that Michigan's teacher training is notably worse than other states. But do we want it to be notably better? We came in with the perspective that teachers are incredibly important to every family. And does our system of teacher training really reflect the importance of that job?
So you begin by outlining what you see are three major problems. The first being colleges and universities. Do you believe they are letting academically weak students into education programs?
Yes.
To what extent?
There are schools in the state that accept students into teacher training programs with ACT scores as low as 15. I find that unacceptable, that the average ACT score in the state is about 21, and every person in the state takes it as a junior.
Mm-hmm.
So these are students who scored well below the average. I think the percentile ranking for 15 is about the 18th percentile. So these are students who are in the 18th percentile in their high school classes, and they're being accepted into teacher training programs. Now, once they get into them, they obviously have to take the courses just like everybody else.
Sure.
But in countries like Finland that have such fantastic education programs, they only accept students that are in the top 5 to 10% of their classes. And we're accepting people in the top 70 to 80% in some programs.
And at the same time, your report finds Michigan's turning out three times more teachers than we have slots for in the state. So we're churning out an overlarge number, it seems. So we could stand to see some winnowing.
No one would have a shortage of teachers if we raise the standards in both ACTs and for certification of students once they graduate from college.
Why would a school let someone so academically weak into a course of study where they will be teaching others?
Teaching in America has always been an easy in, easy out type of profession. It dates back to the 1800s, and no one has ever changed the system. It's considered something where traditionally women have been teachers, and women often in the past would quit when they got married or had children. Obviously, that's different today. Mm-hmm. But the system has not changed since then. And so the idea is it's sort of an assembly line type of mindset where they're viewed as replaceable parts. There's almost a sense that all these teachers can be replaced with the next generation. And frankly, from a school point of view, new teachers are cheaper. From a university's point of view, it doesn't hurt to have more people enrolled. There are a lot of incentives to keep the system the way it is. The only one who's losing really are students who often are in classrooms with teachers who don't have as much training as they probably should.
I'm speaking with Bridge Magazine senior writer Ron French, whose series of special reports for Bridge Magazine is looking at the state of teacher preparedness in Michigan. Ron, you expressed some real concern in your reporting with the state certification test. You don't think that these tests are weeding out the poorly prepared teacher candidates. Talk to us more about what you found.
Well, there are two places that you can set the bar higher. One is entry into teacher training programs, and the other is at the opposite end, when they graduate from college and looking at the tests they take. For example, attorneys, a little over half of attorneys pass the bar exam on the first try. Teachers, 80% pass on the first try, 88% pass eventually. Because you're allowed to take the test over and over again until you pass them.
I know you quoted one teacher who's in the second year of her teaching career, and she says, the elementary certification test is a joke. So what is keeping us from toughening these certification standards all along the line?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure what. Illinois did toughen their standards, and their pass rate dropped from about 88% down to about 50%. And they still have plenty of teachers for their slots.
Although you did note in your report that it weeded out a lot of minority candidates.
That was a ripple effect of that. And that's something that Michigan would have to address if they did the same thing. But we could do it. we could do it. There just hasn't been a political will to do it.
And what did you hear as you talked with the people who run colleges of education at schools? I know you spoke with Dean Deborah Ball at the University of Michigan. You spoke with education deans at Michigan State University. What do they say? They're the ones turning out teachers.
University programs feel, as you would expect, that they're doing a good job. And I must say that we have some of the best teacher training programs in the nation. Michigan State and the University of Michigan are both ranked very, very highly. It's just we also have a total of 33 or 34 teacher training programs in the state.
And they're not all created equal.
No. And the teachers that come out of them are not all created equal. So what you get is universities defending their own programs, which is understandable. Some of them are very good. Mm-hmm. And I think what you sense from them is a sense of frustration on their part that there are so many programs out there, and why aren't we closing down some programs that are producing teachers who may not be as qualified as those coming out of Michigan, Michigan State, and some of the other larger programs?
Speaking of frustration, a third part of the problem you identified is you're finding too many teachers are quitting within 5 years just out of frustration. Is there a sense of how many is too many? What kind of attrition rate is there?
In teaching, about 40% of new teachers quit within 5 years. So that means that two out of five teachers spend as much time or more time training to be a teacher as they actually do teaching. In Michigan, one out of six students are in a classroom at least for part of the day where they are taught by a teacher with 1 year or less experience. And why is that a problem? Because just like your profession or my profession, anyone's profession, mm-hmm. you know, you're not as good the first day you walk in as you are 10 years in. And so when you have that many teachers with 1 year experience and many of them quitting before they become basically journeyman teachers at about 4 or 5 years, when studies say they are fully competent, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. then you are putting a lot of our students in classrooms where they are not going to learn as much as they would otherwise.
And you found in your reporting that these inexperienced raw teachers tend to wind up where?
It was pretty surprising. We found that most of those inexperienced teachers are ending up at high poverty urban schools. Just shockingly high numbers there compared to suburban schools. And so what you, the problem that, that creates obviously is that the students who are most in need of good teaching are the students who are least likely to get it.
Let's take it from a teacher's perspective. Is it any surprise that, you know, with state aid education being cut, you have teachers dipping into their pockets to buy basic supplies, especially in these more impoverished districts? You have larger classes, flat paychecks. Who wouldn't want to flee to a district providing a better living or get out of the field altogether?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are many incentives. But if we as a state are going to address this, and in many nations that are high academic performing nations, they provide incentives for the best teachers to work in the highest poverty schools. And so could we as a state decide that we are going to incentivize teachers in some way, that teachers that are classified as master teachers are given financial incentives in some way to work in a Detroit or a Pontiac or a Flint?
So this really seems like the underlying issue is not the teachers per se, but the value our state puts on education.
This is not a teacher problem at all. This is a system problem. You only are as good as the tools you have to work with. And many of these teachers do not have the tools that they should have.
And as you point out, there's a study you cited in your piece that finds teachers account for about 20% of student achievement and other in-school influences account for another 10%. So there's that whopping 70% of out-of-school influences. What do we want to say as a state, or what can we do about family attitudes, parental involvement? Where does that even begin when you look at that 70%? You have teachers saying, how can we fight that if you have parents who can't even be bothered to come to conferences or sign a report card?
Absolutely. And that is something that the legislature is struggling with right now when they're looking at teacher evaluations, because whether we like it or not, in another year or two, teachers are going to be evaluated partly on the scores of their students. And there's a lot of anxiety out there about mm-hmm. how that is going to be measured and how you're going to judge a teacher in a high poverty district compared to a teacher who is in Bloomfield Hills.
Well, we have put links to Ron French's series of reports on Michigan's teacher preparation on our website at michiganradio.org. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest. Ron, always good talking with you. Ron French, senior writer for Bridge Magazine. Thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.